Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There is someone on the show that is getting married soon. Maybe not soon.
But say soon might be aggressive.
Like a year or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer 26.
What do you think about a new idea for marriage contracts? I just saw a story about this, and I want to go on the record of saying this was my idea first.
Great. Okay. So I don't want to be involved.
You do. This is a good idea. Do you believe in like renewing your marriage vows and doing things like that?
Sure, at like 10 years or 25 years.
Yeah. Tiak, since you're married, would you renew your vows?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
We're coming up on 9.
Okay. So next year would be a great time to renew vows.
Yeah. But can they just renew it themselves? Like, do they have to, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they can't have a party?
Yeah.
There goes your invitation.
I'm sorry.
Like,
Do you have to do it again? I got in trouble the other day for when we were talking about something. It was like, on your second kid, you can't have a shower. And then said sprinkle. And people were like acting like I don't know what it is. I know what it is. I just think it's dumb. You have stuff from your first kid. You don't need another shower. And like, if you love your wife so much, you want to renew your vows, then go up on a mountaintop and tell her you love her again.
But I think part of it too is because we have two kids now. So like the kids get to be a part of the ceremony, and like, we have new friends now. We live in a new place, and when we got married,
so you're gonna subject them all to that.
Slacker, do you hate weddings and love and happiness?
I would just invite them, subject them.
Yeah, I don't have to go.
It's just one of those things where I don't know. I have it in my head, and this is gonna be a terrible analogy. I play guitar better than probably 95% of people on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to my house, I will never get my guitar out. I won't do it.
Is that like your life partner? Kind of.
No, but it's like, here's something I love and I'm proud of. And like, but I want you to have to digest it. Like, I love his love, but we don't have to go watch him profess it again.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to, because there's that fact of you, the people you surround yourself with, you become like more like them. And obviously T-Hack and A-Hack have the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
So I want to be around it. I would love to be invited. Can you tape that back together, please?
But I don't want to go. We don't have to keep seeing his origin story. We don't have to like.
Why not? It's cute. It's beautiful.
It's not. It's an update. It's not the origin. It's, this is a new thing, especially with the kid. Like to have my kids like be able to be the whatever.
I think
the
we're planning his vow renewal.
Like, literally, all you guys really are into like.
Yeah.
I love love.
Okay. Here's another analogy for you. I love traveling. Okay.
Okay.
I love going to exotic places. If Tiak, I've always wanted to go to the Maldives or the Maldives. I don't know how you say it.
Maldives.
Okay, great. If Tiak went there and is like, everybody come over to my house. And then he puts up his screen. He's like, here's all the pictures from the Maldives. Like, oh, let's watch. Okay, no, this was our casita over the water. Great. You went. Congrats. I'll check it out on Insta. But we have to make a day about it. Do you know what I mean? Okay.
But what if there's an open bar?
Oh,
okay, stop it. I'm just saying.
I feel sad for you.
I think it's so weird that you guys want to watch people renew
their
vows.
It's not watching, it's celebrating.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a weird planet. Other people have to feel the way I feel. I'm happy
you
that
don't
you
want other people to be happy.
No, I want them to be happy, but we don't have to like have a ceremony about it.
You don't
it.
Have to come.
Oh my God.
We can I can't actually be the just only person not invite like you and we all do this.
Oh my God. This isn't even what we were going to talk about. I am like yeah. torpedoed the whole thing. Okay. 303-222-5423. Please text in. You can scream at me if you think I'm crazy. But like, I just remember friends were renewing their vows and everybody's like, oh. Like we had separate texts of everybody going, oh my God, we have to go to this thing and have them stand up there. It's like, we went to their wedding. We don't have to go again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't think it has to be like as extravagant as a wedding, no. But just like a cute get together to celebrate them. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking of it as it would be people who weren't at the wedding because our lives have changed so much.
So then you're
since
not
10
inviting
years
your
ago.
Parents.
Okay. We'll
it's
see.
Like a birthday party.
I hate
every
birthday
every year you go. Yeah.
No, I don't like that. You didn't do anything on your birthday.
Are you talking to me specifically?
Yes.
I got engaged on my birthday.
No, you did. Okay, but listen. Oh my God. We're never going to get to the thing I was going to say. Here's the thing. I think your birthday should be Mother's Day. Like your birthday, you call your mom and go, "Thank you. Like you dropped me out of your hoo-ha on that day."
Thank
way to go, mom. So
mm-hmm.
if your mom has five kids, she has five Mother's Days. Does that make sense?
Like, I get it.
But you didn't
like...
do anything that day. I sound like a crazy person right now, and I don't
see what
know.
You're saying now, and I feel silly.
Right?
No, like just for my response to you, I don't feel silly about birthday parties.
I just like birthdays because it's just a chance to like take a beat and go, I'm grateful for another year and the people in my life. And that it's not like I accomplished anything. Mm-hmm. It's more an attitude of gratitude. It's how I view it.
Can I get to the other thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
thinks
What's
I'm crazy.
On?
Here's the other thing about renewing your vows. I think this is what I was a trendsetter. You get married and you sign a contract for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And almost nothing else in life is that way.
Having a child.
Yes. That for sure. Yes.
Buying a house.
That's 30 years, but you could sell it.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay,
and you can get a divorce.
You get a marriage
you know.
License. You get a marriage license. You get a driver's license. When you get a driver's license, do you have that for the rest of your life?
Quite a long time.
But what happens every couple years?
You don't have to take the test again. You just get a new one.
Sometimes you have to test again.
You really?
In, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
if
no.
you're old.
That should be more frequent.
No, I haven't had to retest. But it's like you have to go back in and do the eye exam.
That should be yearly.
Right. So should your marriage
are
exam.
Your eyes okay?
Like mine
your
are fine. Okay. These other people.
Marriage license, I think maybe not once a year, but like your contract here at Alice, Erica.
Yeah.
Once every few years, they go back in and like, do you like working here? And you're like, yeah. Okay. Do you like having me work here? And you decide if you're going to continue to work together.
So you think that marriages
yes.
should reconnect every few years and decide yes. if they're going to continue to quote
yes.
unquote work there.
Because then you could, without it being like a big hire lawyers and whatever, you just come in on your anniversary date, just like a contract. And you come in and you go like, hey, this isn't, I don't know. I don't like it.
But wouldn't you still need the lawyers to help separate everything, even if you don't resign?
I don't have it all
cars.
But it, you could, I think you...
No,
I don't
no,
like it. Because
no.
I think even like it happens in the NBA, like you're on a 5-year deal, but
yes.
around year three, you start talking to other teams, you start looking around and it's
oh
like, well,
gosh.
You're not really invested.
Yes.
But you're not invested. So,
now
so of course it's not going to work.
So Slacker, you want to start to talk to other women at year three of your marriage?
Maybe not year three.
I don't like it because you are giving yourself the pre-excuse to stop working for your marriage. Should be a constant thing. You are agreeing to be together for a reason.
I love it. She nailed it.
Yep.
I agree.
Further comment.
Send the hate text to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.